The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
Friday.
May 22nd, 2026.
Quick question.
Yeah.
What's up with your ass?
I mean, it's still not there. We're waiting. It's like a...
Yeah, that's true.
It's like buying cheap seeds, you know, somewhere. And you go home and you don't think nothing about your hard-ass backyard. You just plant it.
No,
like,
no.
You go out there, you water it. I washed my ass, but I didn't water it.
Well, you got to, even if you don't have one, you got to wash whatever's back there, right?
Yes, and I do.
Is there a no-ass club? Maybe we could start. There's a, you know, kiss my ass club.
Big-ass club.
Big-ass club, whatever. Big,
beautiful women.
What is Billy Legs gun in? He's got one, too. He's got an ass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's the ass man.
Well.
And ass man.
I think Cecil Fielder would probably, or, well, Charles Barkley, not anymore. He's on Wegovy.
Oh, he lost a ton of weight.
Yeah. Not anymore, Sir Charles.
I lost all this weight, Ernie.
Is that the one he's on?
Gilpin Ones. You know what?
It's a GLP-1. Well, I don't know.
Here's the thing.
I can't do a good Charles.
He advertises for a company that picks between three. I looked into this when it first...
Are you going to do it?
Well... No.
Oh.
It's really expensive.
Oh.
So when you go to the website he advertises for,
yeah,
you put your insurance information in, and it's going to be like $200 a month. Just to get the stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's a couple doses a week or whatever, you know?
Right.
But it's not guaranteed to work.
Oh, it's not?
No. Plus, you get sick, too. And now they have a pill form.
Well, you know, I think with any medicine, they can't put, like, an actual guarantee on it.
Yeah,
because they would get sued like hell.
Plus, I don't want to... no more shots. We were both wrong, by the way.
Damn it.
Yep. I thought for sure.
What is that, a push, then?
Yeah, because well, no, we both missed.
Oh, okay, so we just keep our money.
Yep.
Okay.
Pretty much.
All right.
It would go to the house. We put it in the fund.
Okay.
All right. Put it in the show fund.
Yeah. So, back to that.
Yes, it's going to be really expensive. I don't want to do shots of anything anymore. You know, COVID shots.
It does
shot,
seem, yeah, I know.
Ooh, really
I'm
messed
like,
me up.
I'm anti... I mean, I'm not anti, but I just don't like them. Plus, a self-administered needle. I don't know. I could sit there and, like, you know, there's nobody to say, okay, count me down or anything. It's just like, you just got to do it yourself. And
Stick yourself.
I don't know.
Now, I knew somebody that took it.
What if you forget to take it? Like, will you, like, do you get violently ill or do you get, like, gain 10 pounds in one day?
Well, here's the thing. You might forget to eat. I knew somebody that was on it cosmetically, and he said he was never hungry. He would eat maybe once a day.
God, what is that like?
I have no clue. It's just going to kill his appetite altogether.
Oh, man.
Oh, what was the...
As you get older, though, and see, this is good for you, fat boy. As you get older, your stomach will get smaller because, I mean... I get fuller faster. I really do. Like, I went and had a fine Philly cheesesteak the other night. And I can't remember the name of the restaurant that was at. It was, I want to give them credit because it was awesome.
Oh, dang it.
It was at...
Do you remember where it was?
Yes, it was at...
this is fun, so we figure it out.
It's one of them places where, man, I see it in my head, but I just cannot communicate that to you. It's at Gather at downtown.
Oh, okay. It's in one of the containers.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I haven't been down there.
Hold on. I believe someone's listening.
Is Paige late?
No, she's right there. Tell him hey.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was right. Gather. Yes, thank you.
Okay. I didn't know if it was... Well, they got different...
They do. I can't think of what it's called, but it was... God, it was so good, and they had these freaking queso cheese fries.
That sounds good.
Oh, God bless. It was good. But I got full, plus a drink. Drinking beer on top of bread is just like...
Too much yeast.
Oh, yeah.
Can do it.
I didn't get the infection, thank God.
What time was that? Obviously, it was dinner.
Yeah, last Friday evening.
Oh, okay. I thought it was yesterday.
Oh, Lord, no.
I ate three times yesterday, and I think the last one was at 6:30.
What'd you have?
Mexican.
Oh, gosh. Three times?
Ranchero quesadilla and three steak tacos.
That's a lot.
What is on a ranchero?
It's just ranchero sauce in the quesadilla with chicken.
Some
cheese.
Okay. Just
steak tacos.
Yeah.
Place near me is really good. Fresh ingredients.
Ooh. Sounds good.
I gotta have Mexican every couple
weeks. Are they real Mexicans that own it though?
Oh yeah. They barely speak English. Okay. And it smells good in there.
And they have good chips.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I got the Cinco de Mayo chips.
Is it the same consistency on the chips? You ever go to a restaurant, a Mexican, or let's say this, any restaurant that serves chips, let me not just say Mexican restaurant. Yep. That's the only one I know. So, American restaurants charge you for chips. I go to Subway. I'm like, hey, give me some of them chips for free. No, I say.
That'd be $4.50.
It's like $4.50 for a bag of chips.
That's extra. The
Mexicans give it to us for free. But sometimes you can tell there's a combination of the chips going together because you got one over here. It's a little stellar than this one.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't happen in the same batcheroo.
There's been Mexican restaurants accused of reusing chips.
The Big Rinkowski is the name of the Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, I want to look at it and see what it looks like.
I didn't take a picture of it. I've quit doing that.
You don't take pictures of food?
I used to. I'll do it sometimes.
You said it was a gaper? That's where it was?
Gaither. Gather, not Gaither. I was thinking of the quartet. What's up, Bill, if you're listening?
Is he
still with us, Bill Gaither, the trio?
I think he is.
Well, Lord help us. I
haven't heard otherwise.
Oh, they got a Cocoa Balls.
Yes.
Let's look at the Big Rinkowski. It's European-inspired comfort food.
European?
That's what it says.
Oh, man.
Well, they got a bunch of cheesesteaks.
Yeah.
Mexicali cheesesteak. That looks good.
That's a case of chip.
Bitch.
Oh, man.
Look at these.
This is like showing given a copy of High Times to a pothead. It's like, oh my God, dude, look at this Big Rinkowski strain. Holy crap. It's now, purple, dude.
Nothing against Rinkowski. I'm not calling them out, but anybody that does a chicken Philly, I can't do those. That's not a Philly.
I've had them. It's not my favorite either. I like the traditional, you know.
But these and others.
I do love... It doesn't matter where I go. If I order a sandwich, like when I go to, I love a Publix sub. I do.
Yeah, they have really good food.
I tell you, yeah. To me, it's the best grocery store sub sandwich.
I think
sub sandwich you can get
better than some other sandwich places. Yeah.
And boy, I love the way the bread smells. God, it starts with the bread, man. That's good.
How many containers are at this sucker? Because there's a lot of restaurants.
They've changed. They rotate them in and out. The originals are still
there. Yeah. Did you throw some bag out there?
Cocoa bowls. Didn't throw any bag.
That just sounds so obscene.
We just...
he's throwing bag.
Yeah, he is.
It's where we went... do a little pre-gaming for Mrs. X's birthday.
Oh, that's
cool. Which, by the way, she's sick, so say a prayer for her. If you're agnostic, cross your eyes and go, whatever you do.
No weekend for you then, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
What's wrong?
Bachelor weekend.
Well, I don't want to break her HIPAA page.
I'm sorry.
Can't do it.
Yes. No, she's...
Hopefully it's minor is what I'm saying.
Yes,
it's like a cold.
Yeah, hopefully it's not black lung minor, but...
Lord.
It's like hopefully she didn't break nothing, like a finger or nothing.
Right. No.
Can't break that middle finger.
No, she uses that a lot, probably when I turn my back.
Oh, man.
Oh.
It's a long weekend, too, man. It's Memorial Day.
Yeah, I know.
There's a lot going on this weekend.
Yeah.
I hope.
Boy.
I hope you have plans.
No
travel?
Not now.
They say you better leave right now because the roads are going to be crowded.
Mark, the news director, just said we had to leave.
Got to, Mark.
I don't care.
Get off the road.
Yeah, because...
Plug it in at home.
Afternoon, you're going to hit traffic.
Well, you know, that's here...
I see that on TV.
Every day.
The only time it's really, when I say safe, I mean just like you don't have to worry with like disgruntled drivers and such, is about 10:30 to 11:15 in Greenville, and then the rest of the day sucks.
Yeah, it's, you watch it, and you're like, ooh, I'm glad I'm not in that S-word.
Especially downtown, right, especially with the graduates. I'm proud of you.
Oh, today's the last day?
Yeah.
I've been avoiding it.
Yeah, but today is dude is going to call in, the graduate, or the non.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right.
I forget his name.
Braden. Today's the day, yeah. Had some troubles.
He's going to tell us what he did, or if he did.
I mean, look at people that graduated Tuesday. They got a leg up on senior week. They've been down there for since Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, that would. I mean, you want to get out of school early, but you don't want to go to first week when it's everybody's last week.
No, you got to time them up just right.
Yeah.
First week is that? Oh, I'm sorry. Is that at the beach?
Yep.
Okay. Hell yeah.
I just don't know if it's as wild as it used to be.
I wouldn't want to find out either. That's the sign of old age, but I don't give a damn. If they said, hey, Matt, we need you to be an undercover guy. We're going to pretend you're like you're a frat guy that's been in, and bring frat boy with you. And you're going to do like a 21 Jump Street thing. First of all, I'm like,
so the beaches. Well,
thank you for the compliment. I could pull that off.
The beaches are segmented now. What is the family for? Is that Garden City? One of them is
Surfside. Surfside used to be hell.
Might be Surfside still. One of them's a family-friendly section. We always stay north when we go.
Oh boy, I tell you what, I feel so warm. It's probably from all the sunburn, but I feel so warm inside when I just think about Surfside, Highway 17. Wings.
Yeah. Now look, I'm a huge Myrtle Beach mark. I love it, but
I do too.
Now though, I haven't been. Yeah,
I'll be honest. When I went to Clearwater, I was like, "Ooh, this is nice."
The last time I went was with you.
Did you
guys
misread the map? Are you going to that place where a lot of gay dudes hang out in the water? Go ahead, Paige.
I said the last time I went was with you guys. I usually go to other beaches.
That was bike week too.
That's fun.
Me and Grace went. A couple, three, four, five. I don't know. Years ago. I haven't been in a while. I, you know what I'm going to do this summer, by God? I'm going to go to the beach. I'm going to rent a house at Ocean Lakes.
You should. Old times.
Now, hang on. Now, when you do one, you're going to want to get hooked, and you're like, you know what? We got a property down here.
Oh, no. I know what them lots lease for now. it's
you get a yearly
it'd
property.
It'd be cheaper to rent a retail space on Woodruff Road, probably.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, it's crazy by the square foot.
You can be in a golf cart parade again.
High-fiving everybody while Hannah virus is right there so close to the water. You've been on a cruise. I ain't touching your hand.
You're supposed to quarantine for 42 days.
I like Folly. That's where I've been.
Well, that's got enough booze on it for you.
Oh, no. It's just I like going off-season because you can take your dogs on the beach.
See, all those years I could have said, hey, Matthew, where are you going for vacation? Surfside.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound so cool?
It does.
Because technically it wasn't in Myrtle Beach unless we went to the Pavilion or Ripley's.
Myrtle's Inlet would be a lot more redneck if they spelled it right, but they don't.
So. Myrtle's?
Like
yes. M-E? If they spelled it like Haggard's, Myrtle. Myrtle's Inlet.
It'd be a country place.
That's where our boy Carboni moved to, Myrtle's Inlet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Years and years ago.
Last time I saw him was at, I guess, the club down there.
I was going to ask him. I was like, why did you move? I figured it out. He conquered all the hot ass up here.
Probably.
And he had to go to the beach and conquer that.
He looked like a blonde-headed young Gavin Rosdale with curly hair.
Yeah.
But
nice, too.
Girls of all races, colors, and size loved that dude.
Girls loved him, and guys wanted to hang out with him because he was a cool dude.
Catch the shrapnel.
He and his roommate were nice.
Yeah, I can't remember the roommate. Todd. Okay, well, look at you.
Yeah, nice spot downtown.
You
guys want to come up and party? I'm like, yeah.
Yes.
How far is it to your house? It's upstairs.
It's like, this is awesome.
What was that? He had the apartment above
Dixie?
Dixie Tavern.
Was it?
I think it was, yeah.
God.
Near the old 858.
Them was some times, boy.
I remember we left Blue Martini and his roommate's like, I want you to wake him up.
I never cheered for somebody to get laid as much as I did with Carboni.
So I went in there, wake up. It was just so stupid.
Well, I'm glad you shared it with us now.
It's so stupid.
He told me to go wake him up, so I went in there and I said, wake up. I was thinking about Paige yesterday. I about fell off my front porch, first off. I'm having some issues. I dropped my keys and I went to get them, and
They roll down.
Kind of my hand hit it and knocked it off the side.
Don't say that you live anywhere.
Right.
I stay somewhere. How about that? What's up, my brothers?
Where you stay at?
I love it. That's the one thing my Dominican friend, you know, God, if I'm saying that wrong. I forget which island.
Is he Haitian?
Caribbean, I think. But anyway, he says that as well. I've asked him that. I was like, why is it that white people live and folks of color stay? He's like, man, I don't know. I've heard it my whole life. I'm like, that's weird, ain't it?
Does he answer their phone by saying, who is you?
No.
Who is you?
He go, who it is?
Who it is?
And I'm like, you're answering a stack of money. Get the other phone.
If you say something out of pocket, does he say, what's wrong with you?
No, man, I hadn't seen him in person in 2 years. We text several times a week, you know, when I have a question for a black guy. We just
2 years.
Wild,
man.
Well, when's the last time you saw like Josh Fortner in person?
Oh God,
at the beach.
You know what? No joke.
Probably
it might have been what it was. Or
yeah, but you talk to him all the time. So
let's just say this wasn't him.
Yeah,
I can imagine a scenario where we would go to lunch at a Cracker Barrel, and maybe you know he would show us some pictures of various people, and have a story for each person in his phone. Years and years and years ago.
Yes.
Not him, somebody else.
No. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. It's very odd to see people's reaction at a family setting.
Very.
Seeing a lot of nude photos.
Yeah. And especially in a family restaurant where you're in the middle of the floor, not at a booth where there's like people could walk by and see your phone.
Yep.
Like people don't understand that when they're out in public anymore. Like you could like
sit everybody there. Looks.
Yeah, they do. But like when you're sitting there walking around with it like in your hand, like it's a cup of Starbucks, like you're the Statue of Damn Liberty with your cell phone, and you can sit there and you can see the person. They're looking at the ceiling of Walmart, but you look over their shoulder and there's the person's yammering back and forth or whatever.
Tell you the secret, I do it now.
Do you?
I take my time when I go around the head here.
He's got his AirPods in and he's talking to people. Like, that is.
What do you mean you do it now?
Like, you know, if I get up to go to the bathroom, because I'm at the base.
Yeah.
I get up and walk around the head.
Oh,
I take my time to see what you guys are doing on your phones.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever just caught anything cool on mine?
No, it's hard to kind of make out. Yours is a smaller phone.
Oh, yeah.
Paige usually sits at an angle where you can see, like, what she's doing.
Oh, yeah.
Let me take my time walking in here.
Look at the fun thing about Paige is
all those goobers she's looking at. Candy. Yeah. She's going to buy candy for
me. I've told her this before, but I don't know if she remembers or not, but I can, like, see her screen through her glasses.
Oh, like, yeah, the reflection. Yeah.
All that porn that I look at, damn.
I see balls in her glasses right now.
No. I thought it was the Washington Monument, but it was a guy.
I think it's why she was a little tardy, because she pulled over and...
Hey, don't make fun of her.
Was working one on the...
A little tardy. Put my phone...
Here. Working one off on the ramp.
Yes. We had a cow sheet back going.
Oh, you did?
I said 6:01. He said during the opener.
6 o'clock on the dot.
Thank you.
So it was a push.
Well, I left my headphones in the other studio, so I ran to get it, and I'm sorry.
You're lucky they're still there.
Oh, God, I know. That's the truth.
Because people come in here and like, oh, headphones, or if you got the gimmick, the adapter.
I'm saying people. You're
like, not allowed to say identifiers, racial identifiers. So I have to say people.
I didn't mean that.
I know
that.
You guys are comfortable by saying that stuff, but I'm not.
No. No, I meant you know who does it. But it's like our boss, and I say this, I've said it before to him, so I'm not like talking smack, but like...
We just got the one now.
If there's ever like an issue or whatever, he handles it in a group email rather than going to the person that they would need to and say something to. And then, so it leaves other people that's on that email chain saying, was he talking about me? Because he didn't say who was doing it, you know?
But if you reply, strategically, you will not get an answer to that question, because I think that's part of management training.
Yeah.
Do not let the employees in on what you're thinking.
Right.
Surprise them when they least expect it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's since he's not on air as much as he used to, you know, Mark Hendricks. That's his stage presentation. Like when there's like a big announcement or whatever. Like, we find out when it goes out through PR, you know?
You remember the one announcement, he built this up and kind of swerved us.
God dang, boy.
And we're like, well, we were kind of pissed that day, so was it the time to do it? But he was surprised at our reaction. Well, this is not what we were expecting.
Oh,
we kind of don't care.
I was like, all right, cool. I'd be like if BMW called you in for a meeting and says, guys, you've been putting in the effort, and here's what we're going to do for you. And you're thinking, God, they're going to give us a car. Are we going to go to Germany or somewhere?
They're going to give more stations.
We're restriping the parking lot, guys. We're restriping the parking lot. You'll know where to park now, so how cool.
Yeah, you guys excited for that?
Yeah.
New parking lot.
That's an example. It wasn't anything to do with the parking lot.
No.
It's funny.
Our parking lot's full of geese doo-doo.
Yeah, it is.
Goose doo-doo? Goose doo-doos. Geese excrements. Geese gossage. Gooses. Getting goosed.
Goose is loose.
That's what you say now before you goose somebody. The goose is loose.
Right
in the coin slot.
All right. We'll take a break. Let's stay on time. We'll take a break.
All right. Well, we're not. So.
What, we're not on time?
We're out of time, but we're close to being on time.
When we come back, can we come on for a brief moment before?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Definitely. When we come back, we're going to remember the life of Kyle Busch. Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You're going to get Jeremy Clements all turned on right now.
You know what? I think this is his alarm anyway.
Probably. He's like, man, I got to sleep till 6:45.
Or an actual car engine. As it wakes him up.
That's who told me yesterday about Kyle Busch.
Yeah. Dang, man. You just couldn't really believe it when you saw it. Like, is this real?
41 years old. So wild.
Which is, you know, the Watkins Glen race. He was asking for a doctor.
Yeah.
To be at his hauler at the end of the race. Didn't really think anything of it. But now people are pointing to that now, saying, you know, what was going on?
Right. And then he was doing a race simulator when he became unresponsive.
Yeah, that's what I just saw that's going around now.
Yeah.
Transported to the hospital. And I guess it happened pretty quick.
That is so... That when I heard that, I literally was just shocked.
He's so young.
Shocked beyond, I don't know what. Because one thing, you kept seeing it from people, you know, at least I did, maybe you didn't, but I'd see from people, it's like, you know, it wasn't my favorite guy, but boy, that sucks.
Yeah, people respected the talent for sure. There was, I guess, maybe it was the last public picture of him. He was at, might have been... A couple days ago, he was at a new, I guess like a go-kart track with his son.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he took some pictures.
I love how you did the steering wheel. Yeah. So I would know what you were talking about.
It's a smaller one.
I've watched too many deaf people on TV over the years.
I know.
And he was doing that with his son, but I guess that was the last public picture of him, maybe. I don't know.
So sad.
Obviously, you never know, but he looked all right in the picture.
Yeah.
Like nothing looked off or anything.
Yeah. 41 years old. And I know, I mean, I'm not going to say they all do, but I know a good many of people in his crew and in his shop listen to us.
Yeah.
I
did see a lot of good, well, before this happened, they announced Austin Hill was going to drive.
Yeah.
So now people are saying, you know, put Kurt in the car for the race.
Ooh. So, yeah, but I mean, maybe he doesn't. Yeah, like that's like, hey, yeah, I mean, that's a lot to ask. That's a lot to ask. I mean, if he wanted to do it, you know, sure. But
that young, it's just that's probably the big thing of it, right? The age.
Oh, for sure.
Such a shocker.
For sure.
Nothing track related.
You know, unless, you know, he was going through stuff that they just didn't reveal. And I don't know how that would, you know, as far as racing goes. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you had some kind of. I mean, if it certainly dealt with your racing, you know, you wouldn't get doctor's approval to race. But it's speculation at this point. The fact remains is he is gone from this earth now, and that is still just so shocking.
Yeah.
So shocking.
he was having a tough season too. You wanted to see him kind of pull through it.
Yeah.
But was still driving the hell out of everything though, doing all he could to, you know, finish races. But
what do you have a year on when he was a guest on the show?
Let me look real quick. Because, you know, I don't think he ever won the 500, right? That's one that always kind of escaped him.
I think he evaded that one.
Let's see. That's
what they would say about that.
Yeah,
people, I mean, it's speculation. Like, I mean, that's cool if you want to text in. I mean, you know, it's speculation at this point.
So it was from 2018.
Wow. If you had asked me, say, hey, what year would you say? I'd be like 21, 22, maybe?
Yeah, I was thinking it was later. I remember one of the first times we met him was at the history, was it 250 or 300 in Charlotte?
Yeah.
When Rick Harrison was up there, you know, we talked to Kyle a little bit after the driver's meeting. Because we saw a lot of people with the Carl Edwards, Keselowski, you know.
Yeah.
They were all there. Just real nice to us. I thought he was nice. Cool dude.
That's just so wild. That is so wild. That's why when, man, like you think, God, why do these awful things happen? You know, even if you didn't like the guy, he's like, oh, he's a dad, young kids and everything. But like stuff like that, like don't disregard it. Hear it and say, wow. So when I see my people, I need to always be nice and kind and all this stuff because, hell, you don't know.
Yeah.
It's one of the best ever. Never apologize for his style of racing. I mean, won a lot of races combined in all the circuits.
Yeah.
Trucks, you know, O'Reilly Cup. It's just one of those you really don't get over for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just the age. Especially if you're older than them, you know. That's where it's like, oh, boy.
We all remember when he was 18, his rookie year, he came in. You know, he was kind of lighting it up, like, you know.
Yeah.
He's showing some stuff.
Yeah.
He's got some talent for sure.
All I know when I was reading that is he had a cold earlier, but I don't know exactly what happened, and we'll just have to pray for his family.
And his son's is starting his racing career, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was his last appearance, 2018.
Is it arable? Did you cuss a lot during it?
Tried not Paige. To. We actually went back and forth who could outcuss each other.
Rowdy win?
We cleaned some of that stuff up. The audio is a little choppy here or there because we had a different system back then.
Oh, yeah.
As far as audio goes.
Oh, let's listen.
But it's terrible. I got it for you.
Well, let's get rowdy because, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone with us right now, it is the man, Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch, good morning. Yeah.
Hello, hello. What's going on?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing really well. Looking forward to a fantastic season here starting up this weekend.
Holy moly. What is it like for you right now? Do you have the, because you're obviously very, very accomplished, but do you still get the butterflies race week?
No, not really. Not anymore. I guess I've just been too used to it. I've been around 13 years, so that's a long time.
See,
but,
I appreciate your
all
honesty.
All in all, it's been, it's been fun. And, you know, the first couple dates on a 500, things like that, you know, yeah, you get nervous. First time you have an opportunity to win a race or win your second race or win a big race or something like that, you know, you kind of get a little bit nervous. But I guess once you've done it a few times and that experience sets in, you kind of have it.
Do you know how many races you want to try to work in this season, Kyle? Because we all know you like to drive in all the series. You pretty much drive whatever you can, whenever you can. So I don't know if you had thought about that.
Yeah, I do. I have a lot of fun. I enjoy racing as much as I can. So, let's see, 38 Cup races, 7 Xfinity races, 5 Truck Series races, and probably 4 Super Late Model races.
Here's a great question. What is your day-to-day car, Kyle Busch? Like, what do you get into and drive yourself, your day-to-day car? You don't have to say the license plate or the color.
Yeah. My daily driver is just a Lexus 460 F Sport. So that's what I got right now. But one of my all-time favorite cars, one that, you know, I had some guys restore and things like that for me, is a 69 Camaro. So it's a really, really cool car.
You know, I saw you on Instagram, Kyle. Pretty sure it was a drag strip with a fat wad of cash sticking out of both pockets. So I don't know if you're making a little side money that day or what was up, because I mean, it was a lot of money.
That's this show. That's Mega Race. I was actually there. It was kind of a leak, if you will, about what we had coming on. And I was holding on to the money from both sides. And then there's also kind of an added surprise in there, if you will. So you got to tune in and find out.
Kyle Busch joining us right now. Kyle, watching the Super Bowl, we'll reflect that a couple days ago, you know, were you happy with the outcome? And if so, who is your team?
Well, my favorite team is the Denver Broncos, and my second favorite team is the New England Patriots.
Oh.
So people were asking me before the big game, you know, who I thought was going to win, and I go, well, I want to pull for the Patriots, but I believe the Eagles are going to win. And they go, how are you pulling against one of your favorite teams? And I go, because it's just the Eagles look too strong, man. It just looks like they were too good at being able to put points up on the board when they need to put points up on the board, and lo and behold, I guess I was right. So they did a good job. I thought it was a great game.
What an
offensive game it was, and not a defensive struggle, you know?
Yeah. Well, you ain't kidding. Kyle, this is exciting, man. I mean, we've watched you from afar, and to have you on the radio right now, this is real good. This is real good.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You know, we've got the Daytona 500 coming up on February 18th, and this weekend's race on Sunday afternoon. It's the Clash down in Daytona. It's all the guys that qualified on the pole from last year. They all get together, and we get to race kind of an exhibition for the beginning of the season. And normally it's a crash fest, so you better tune in.
Kyle, you've been painted as the heel of NASCAR, the bad guy, if you will. At this point in your career, is that a role you've kind of accepted, kind of grown into, or is that even something you think about that much?
I don't think you ever like it or love it, but you definitely have to relish it, and you know, you just got to turn it into your own. And there's a lot of people out there that still don't like me for something that I did back in 2005 or 2008. Man, yeah. they just don't forgive and forget, man. The Lord tells us to forgive your sins and the others that are around you and everything else, man. Yeah. Come on, help me, give me a break.
That's right.
So I'm used to it. Trust me. I've had it ever since I came into this deal back in 04.
Okay. Yeah, and that's another thing. You know, I asked you, I said, do you have butterflies? You're like, no, not really. I appreciate your honesty. People can't handle honesty anymore, Kyle. So you keep doing what you're doing. I mean, I don't feel you're going to change, but just keep doing what you're doing, and screw the haters. Leave them in your dust.
There you go. Right on. Well, I appreciate that. We're going to keep doing it.
F the haters, Kyle Busch. Right?
That's right. You got it. That's what we're saying.
Kyle Busch, Rowdy. Good talking to you, sir.
You got it.
Have a good morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Have a good one, guys.
Thank you. Oh, Rowdy.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Well, on the job, you got to do what you're supposed to do. Well, in this situation, Quentin Tarantino threatened to ruin Brad Pitt's career on the set of the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. What could have happened that was so bad? Well, I'll tell you. Quentin told Brad.
It's Quentin time.
Quentin.
Yeah, that he would, quote, be dead in this business if he did this again. So this is according to legendary.
Okay. That's what I would have said if I was Brad Pitt. Okay.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
QT.
Okay.
See how that works.
Go back to the gas station.
It's according to Bruce Dern, who had a scene with Brad in the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And Dern says that Brad ad-libbed a line.
His dad's name is Blame.
Yeah, it's, you know, Grandpa Dad.
Dad Burn It.
His last name's a cuss word.
Dern.
Bruce Dern.
Laura Dern It.
Yeah, I was like, well, I wonder if that's his real name or if they had to change it because there was already a Dern.
Brad has a sister named Peach.
He does.
So you can't ad-lib any lines in the script because the word is, if it's not on the page, it's not on the stage.
I did read that he don't like that.
Nobody likes that.
You mean ad-libbing?
Yeah, it's like you have to say exactly what he wrote and how he wrote it.
So he said, quote, never again in your life will you ever cut a camera or you'll be dead in this business. That's my domain.
Oh, he said cut.
He said cut, yeah.
Oh.
After he was yelled at.
I would imagine he said that half-heartedly, right?
Or maybe he called him the C word and he just misheard him.
Mm. I mean, whoopsie.
All right, cut.
You could tell one of the biggest movie stars that ever lived, hey, you're done.
Yeah, you're finishing this town, pal.
He's like, you know what? I'm almost done anyway. So.
Like, don't you have one more movie to make, Quentin? Like, you're going to be done soon.
Exactly.
I thought he was. Did he already? I guess that's the final. I don't know.
I don't know. He's done other ones, and he's like, oh, I didn't fully direct that one, so it doesn't count. And
he said 10's the number.
10?
Yeah, that's what he wants to finish with.
Hmm.
And he wrote, what's the new Brad Pitt movie? It's in a continuation of Once Upon a Time. It's the same character.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So I think maybe Tarantino wrote that one but didn't direct it.
Mm.
It's supposed to be coming out soon. It's one of those straight to Netflix deals.
Which used to mean it was crap and doesn't anymore.
No.
Yeah. But well, God, it's like...
In some situations.
Eventually, you're going to be paying like $99 a month to Netflix, but still, they're going to have it all. Boxing, tennis.
Bumping it up.
Video games. Guys rappelling off buildings. Magic. Street magic.
The main event business. That's when
every movie ever made in India is available at your fingertips.
Oh, they got to redub them.
Nothing against any foreigners. I cannot watch dubbed movies. I can't.
It started with old Slapdog Millionaire or whatever and just went downhill after that.
Islam.
Well, I try to watch some French movies, but...
Oui, oui, mon frère!
If you don't pay attention, you're kind of lost.
They all end in, oh, may I kiss your hand, please?
Oh, oui, oui.
They
some,
turn into Pepe Le Pew.
Some steak frites.
J'adore mon ami. Yes, I don't know.
God, do French people hate Pepe Le Pew the way that people hated Speedy Gonzalez? You know, because he was very detrimental to the French.
Well, he's supposed to be like a skunk. He was
a little handsy, grabby with women.
The stereotype. Yeah, they don't like to be called the stinky French, and I would understand why.
They're like, hell, yeah, who wants to be called stinky?
I think they cling to Wimby now as their national hero.
Oh, yeah. Wimby and Marceau Marsan.
That's it.
Marceau Marsan. They have Marceau Marsan. We have Bruce.
Bruce.
You got Bluey, too.
Yes.
Bluey.
You know it's a girl?
You keep saying. All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you. All right.
Well, that was a quick hour.
It was very fast.
You cheesesteak eating bastard.
When we come back, boy, you made me think about it. It made me hungry.
Oh, I want one, man.
Oh, boy. Well, it's going to rain today. You don't leave the house when it's going
to
rain.
I don't know. Was it supposed to rain yesterday? I got no rain.
I know. I thought it. Call me Blind Melon. That's what it said. It's going to happen.
Allegedly.
Call you Blind Melon.
No rain. Look at that. Yeah, I like that. Memorize the playlist.
That was good.
He knows his tunes.
Yeah.
Let's go get a cheesesteak for lunch.
You want to ride a crazy train down there on the highway to hell?
Hell yeah.
It is on the way home.
It's on the dark side of the moon.
Yeah. Can we split one or is that frowned upon? I don't care if they think we're gay splitting lunch. I mean,
as long as we don't lay in the trampet.
As long as you don't have to sit in the back of that bus. Phew.
Talk about the bait bus?
Oh.
Talk about the bathroom. It's gross.
The bathroom in a bus?
Yes.
God. No wonder Rosa didn't want to sit back there. Hell, I wasn't either.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Bat Boy.
Oh, how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.